in the town of Jacksboro in the year of 63. When a man by the name of Kriegel came a stepping up to me, said, "How'd you do, young fella? And how'd you like to go and spend the summer pleasant on the plains of the Buffalo?" Well, I'd been out of work right then till the drover I did say, "Going out on the Buffalo Road depends upon your pay. But if you pay good wages, transportation to and fro, I think I might go with you to the plains of the Buffalo." Oh yes, I pay good wages and transportation too. If y'all agree to work for me until the season's through. But if you get dissatisfied and head back for your home, most likely you will starve to death on the plains of the Buffalo. With all this flattering talking, he signed up quite a train. With Navy Six and Needle Gun, seven able-bodied men. Our wait was a pleasant one as we hit the westward road. And all across old Boggy Creek into New Mexico. There our pleasures ended and our troubles all began. The hardships of those summer months would break the strongest man. While skinning the herd of buffalo, our lives they were so low. With outlaws watching to pick us off in the hills of Mexico. While the working season ended, and Kriegel, he did say, "You all have drunk too much, that owe you no more pay." But the cowboys never had heard such a thing as a bankrupt law. So he left that drover's bones to bleach on the plains of the Buffalo.